Okay, so we were in the middle of the first parak of the Maharal's Nesiv HaTshuva, and the last thing we spoke about was Hashem's desire for Kelim Shvurim. Hashem enjoys humble things. The more pashut a person is, the more he attaches himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person's mevatel himself, the more he becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said, Bechidush HaRim, right, the Kri and the Ksiv of low and low. The more a person is low with an aleph, the more that he is not, the more he negates himself, the more low with a vav that he's connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who is by the Mashpia Motzei Shabbos knows that he spoke about this inyan, that the more a person comes to a place of ayin, of bittul, of self-negation, so the more a person is able to attach himself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you aren't at the Mashpia Motzei Shabbos, you can always listen online. I wasn't there and I heard it online. So that's my plug for why you talk. Okay. Vihine. Masho meres ha-chokhma nevuah. So if you remember, we've been learning Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi and Mako said that it was asked of chokhma, nevuah, Torah, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How does one do tshuva? Welcome. It was asked of, again, chokhma, nevuah, Torah, and tshuva. And each one had a different response. Chokhma said, what was Chachma's response? Just to review a little. Chataim teradef ra'a. Chataim teradef ra'a. Let evil pursue the sinner. What does Nebuah say? On the second page? Kuf Mem Tes. Three lines from the bottom. What does Nebuah say? What should happen to the Chote? What should happen to the sinner? No, Chavra. What should happen to the sinner? He should be put to death. He's moving from the kindness to say, Shal Hashem is a Veda. Hashem should restore all the Jews to their proper place. You just dropped this. Okay, Shkoyach. Thank you, Jojo. You helped me become a mitzvah saseh deraisa. Connected to the parsha, no less. What more could a person want? Yeah, so Nebuah says, person doesn't aver, what should happen to him? Put him to death. Nebuah, we said, from the outer worldly perspective, has no tolerance for sin. Put the person to death. What does Torah say? Bring a karban and seek kapara. What does Hashem say? Tshuva. So let's understand a little bit more. Vine masho meres ha-chachma va-nevuah, page kuf mem tes, three lines from the bottom. That which chachma and nevuah reply, mashal el melech basar v'dam, shenasan le'echar kli lishmor va-kli nishmor. Nebuch, the king, gave a certain individual a precious vessel to guard, and he didn't guard the vessel and it broke. It was shattered. And he's so afraid, the king's going to be so upset with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me his Torah. Ki lekach tov nasati lechem. Right? Guard it. Al tazovu. Don't ruin it. The person broke the kli. He's so afraid of the king. V'lo yada mayas, he doesn't know what to do with himself. Lekach u'shoel chacham echad. So he goes to a certain wise man. He figures he'll have some advice how to deal with the situation. Who's the chacham echad? Using our Yerushalmi's structure, he went to Chachma, right? So this is Baram, it's the Chachma. So if you were to ask Chachma, I broke the Kli, what should I do? Right? Shaul Chachma Echad, Mayase, Vumeshiv, Ki Dover Ze, Eino Kvodo Shamelech. Ve'ein La'ashiv, Lo Kli Kach.
This is not proper. You're going to give back the broken Kli to the king. He's going to be so upset at you. This is not Lafi, the cover to the Melech.
Va'odam Ze, Lo Yodam Mayase. But the person said, ah, so what am I supposed to do? The king's expecting me to bring back this kli. The kli has been broken. I don't know what to do with myself. Maybe this chacham doesn't have all the wisdom in the world. Maybe someone else has different advice to me. So he goes to chacham and he says, what should I do? I broke the kli. He says, you broke the kli? You're in big trouble. And that's what chachma responded in the Yerushalmi. Chatam teradefra. You're going to be pursued by evil. You're going to have to answer for this. The guy is very afraid. He doesn't know what to do with himself. Maybe this chacham doesn't have all of the answers in the world. Let me find someone else to ask. Let me ask someone who's very, very close to the king. Who is the individual who's very close to the king? Who's a little higher up, so to speak, in its perspective? Nevuah. So, this individual who broke the kli, the shomer who broke the kli, goes to Nevuah. They maybe know the king a little bit better. Maybe they'll have a different approach. Maybe they have a deeper understanding of how the king would respond. So Nebuah says, yes, I know the king very well.
This individual says, I know the king very well, I recognize him, I understand what's expected for him or by him. Ein roi lehevi kli ze lefanav. You cannot bring this broken kli to him. Lakach amar ki yesh la'avdo legamri. And therefore what? This kli must be totally lost. Right? That's Nevuah's perspective. Again, we said the difference between Chachma and Nevuah is while Chachma says you're in trouble, right? Nevuah says you're in really big trouble. We said Nevuah paskins that you're chayav misa, while Chachma just says you're going to get beat up. We compared it, we said from Rav Hartman's footnotes in this edition of the Maharal, it's like a psak based in to put a person to death versus what? What do we compare it to? A gol adam. If you kill someone b'shogi, the gol adam is right to chase after you. It's not a psak based in. There's no chiyuv that the person should be executed in a court of law. But there's a good chance he's going to end up in serious trouble. So Chachma says, when the kli broke and he asked the Chacham Echa, what should I do? He says, this is not lefi kavod ha-melech, you're in big trouble. Nevuah is even more overwhelming. Nevuah says, what? Such a kli is totally unfit for the king? And therefore, tzarech la'avdo, right? Yesh la'avdo legamri. Yesh la'avdo legamri, even stronger. You better... The Chacham just said, it's not lefi kavod ha-melech. You can't bring the kli back like this. Right? Here, Nevuah almost makes it sound like you better just get rid of the kli and run and pretend this never happened, because you're in much bigger trouble. Right? And Chachma says, I don't know what to tell you. You can't go back to the king like this. Right? But he doesn't say, you know, this is the end of you. Nevuah, again, is less tolerant. Nevuah understood the king even better, or so it believes. And therefore, what? You broke the king's kli. You're a dead man. That's what Nevuah said. Remember what Nevuah said? What was the pasuk that Nevuah brought? Benefesh achotes, he tavus, pasuk in Yecheskel. So you're a dead man. You ruined the king's kli. You're in huge trouble. That's it. You're done. So he says, v'nei lo yada mayasa. So Nebuch, this poor shomer with the kli, doesn't know what to do with himself. The Chacham tells me I can't bring the kli back to the king like this. I'm going to be in trouble. The Nevuah says much worse. They're going to come after me. They're going to hunt me down. And I better pretend I never had this kli. I better destroy the kli completely and leave no trace of it. And try to deny it or something. But I'm in big trouble. So what should I do? L'kach omer eilech el uman. Go to the uman. Go to the craftsman. Okay, should we relax? Go to the Uman. Go to the craftsman. Maybe that's why it's called Uman. I don't know. Maybe Nachman is able to be mitaken. The craftsman knows how to fix things. So go to the one who made the kli. And maybe the one who made the kli will be able to fix the kli. Oh, that's good. That's good advice. So he says to himself, maybe I should go to the one who made this kli. Ula yimtzolo takana. Maybe he can fix it. Uvala Uman, so he goes to the craftsman. Amar Shayesh Takana is that kli. Yes, I can somewhat fix this kli. Aval Takana Kasha. But it's difficult. It's difficult to fix the kli. Gam lo lechola kilkulim shavu. Hashem Shabo. I can't necessarily fix everything that's broken with it. I can probably touch it up a little bit, right? I can't make it brand new, but I could fix it up a little bit. Rachla Echar Ulishnayim. A little bit here, a little bit there. I could fix some of the cracks, but I'm not going to be able to fix it entirely. You're not going to be fully satisfied with this fixing. So again, the person says to himself, right? The one who broke the kli says to himself, okay, at the end of the day, that's not enough. If you can't fix it completely, then I still have a problem. I'll take you up on it. It helps. So Torah comes and says to the sinner, right? Bring a carbon. But the person still feels, yeah, but I brought a carbon and it helps. It gets me a lot closer to Hashem. Carbon, we'll see, is a lesson of getting close to Hashem. We'll explain. But I don't feel like I'm totally there. I'm not totally back to where I once was. So the person is very despondent. He doesn't know what to do with himself. So what does he do? What does he do? He hands himself over to the king. He takes a risk. He goes to the king. And he tells the king what happened. And he says, let the king do what he wants to do to me. I'll go to the king himself. And what will be, will be. I can't. What other choice do I have? The Chacham's not giving me much to work with. Right? The other one, the Nevuah, is not giving me much to work with. The Torah, which is offering me the opportunity of a Karban, the Uman, who can fix a little bit, that's not going to get the job done. What am I going to do? So I go to the king, and I just surrendered. And when he comes to the king says to him, Hakli azeh, this kli, shover ani mishtamish bo. It's broken, but I like it. And if you want to know why my other friends didn't tell you this, the Chacham, the one who was a Mikrove HaMelech, Nevuah, right, the craftsman of the clay, why didn't they give you this advice? Why didn't they tell you that I like broken things? They were trying to defend my honor. But truthfully, I don't mind. It's really okay. I'm not upset at you. And I'm happy that you came and confessed to me. I'm happy you admitted that you broke the kli and came back and we're just straight about it. Yeah. Right. Exactly. He's got. There's no one. Right. It's a lesser burden to die. Right. There's no one to rely on. Ain't a davar tali alabi. I can't turn to anyone to help me, to take care of me. It is what it is. So I come to the king. I'm terribly embarrassed. I come to the king with this broken kli, and the king says, "You know what? I'm impressed by your courage to come back to me and to even tell me that you broke the kli." That itself is very impressive. Right? And everyone else who was defending me was mitzad my kavod. Maharal explains that when it comes to kavod is an external expression, and the melech has to express himself externally with tremendous kavod. But kavod is always in relation to someone else. Kavod is not a description of something be'etzah, and therefore, if Hashem malach geus lavish, Hashem girds himself in a cloak of geut, of gaiva, of pride, of kavod, of honor, that's all external. Be'etzem, kiviyachol, again, you can't describe Hashem, but be'etzem, as much as we could understand and describe Hashem, Hashem is pashut. Hashem is simple. Hashem is an anav mikol, whatever. Can't say mikol adam. Right, even though Hashem is an ish melchama, he's called an ish, called an adam sometimes. But Hashem is, right, Hashem is the betachas apshitus. Hashem is very humble, and therefore, kiviyachol, when a person comes humbly before Hashem, you've connected to Hashem at his essence. Externally, Chachma says you're in trouble. Nebuah says you're going to be killed for this. Torah says you can be attacking a little bit, bring a car, but that's all mibachutz. When a person comes with bittul, like Rabbi Yitzchak said, with ayin, with a sense of I've got nothing else, right? When you come to Hashem in that broken state, Hashem says galdik. That's where we meet. Because I'm also very simple, says Hashem. Now, Hashem's simplicity is very profound. Right? But it's Hashem Echad. There's a certain pashtus. There's a certain anivus. There's a certain simplicity, a wholesomeness to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, like the Kotzker famously said, there's nothing as wholesome as a broken heart. There's nothing as pashtus. There's nothing as whole. There's nothing as real as when this person, instead of trying to beat the system and asking around, how can I fix what I did? How can I just touch up the kli? In the end, he says, you know what, it's not really about the kli. It's about my relationship with the king. And if I'm honest and I'm straight about it, the king will actually be very understanding of me. Says the Maharal, Lekach amar ki mitchila shalu chachma, chote me'on shom mitzara chachma. Sometimes the Maharal, I'll just point out, because we're about to experience it probably for the first time. At times when you study the words of the Maharal, you almost feel at times, and I'm saying this very carefully, that it's a little bit repetitive. Sometimes the Maharal will take an idea and he'll say it again and again. Each time it's nuanced. So we shouldn't say, you know, the Maharal had nothing to write, so what, he's just repeating himself? Each time he's trying to bring out a slight different nuance of the idea. Right? But at this point we feel like we got the Yerushalmi. We understand. Chachma, Nevuah, Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we understand the different approaches to tshuva. And yet the Maharal is going to chazer it over again, now that he told us this mashal from the Medrash. He's going to go through it again. Okay, so we'll read quickly. But again, you should just realize if the Maharal at times seems repetitive, so look more carefully, try to understand. What are the nuances that he's trying to offer? So again, we first ask Chachma, what's the penalty? From the perspective of Chachma, what's the penalty for my crimes? So Chachma says, you're chayev to be punished. Yes, to be punished is fitting for the sinner, one who sings against the king. Ki anavi odeo makir gedula samelach. The Navi knows the melech that much more. V'kama gadol malaso. He has a deeper appreciation for the melech. Lakach amar ki mitzad hazeh ein ra'ah lachot rakamisa. You don't deserve just to be punished. You've disgraced the king. You deserve to be killed. Lefi gadol chato shechata lamelech hazeh. Such a great king. And you disregarded his honor. V'achar kach shalu l'torah. Ki b'torah bar Hashem yisbarach es olamo. Torah was used to create the world. V'kevan shabba nivra kol. Yesh gam kein b'torah achar shechata. V'neskal kol b'riyoso. Yesh b'torah gam kein tikkun l'adam. I want to explain this line a little bit more slowly. What's Torah? Maral is saying, why does Torah have the means of tikkun? Why does Torah says bring your karban and you'll get your kapara? Because Torah was used to create... Look how Maral explains it. It's very deep what he's saying here. Because Torah was used to create the world, the kevan shabba nivra kol, since Torah creates reality, and included within that reality, yesh gam kein b'torah, achar shechotav neskal kol b'riyoso, yesh b'torah gam kein tikkun l'adam. Built into that reality of Torah, istakul ba'oraitzu bara'al. Let's tie together what we learned last week and what he's trying to say now. Istakul ba'oraitzu bara'al. It's the statement of the Zohar Kaddish. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. No. So, chaver, what did we say last week about this world? We said this world, by definition, is lacking. This world, right, is a void. This world was the first chilul Hashem, the first time Hashem made empty space for us to exist. And therefore, this world is, by definition, not perfect. Not perfect. Stakul ba'orais, but Hashem looked in the Torah, which is perfect, and created our world, which is imperfect. Which means, that's a good question, how does that work? That's the same question I raised last week from the Maharal at the beginning of the Ne'er Mitzvah, where he says, again, how could a perfect God create an imperfect world? It's that same struggle. How could a perfect Torah, Hashem Tamima, how could a perfect Torah, Stakul ba'orais, ubar alma, an imperfect world? It's right, lahavdil. It's the same question. So says the Maharal, if the Torah, let's leave that question for a moment. But the reality is that if the Torah created this world, and this world has a place for it, within it, for a void, for negativity, for the wrong choice, for averos, that means that the Torah is aware of that possibility. And the Torah allowed for the creation of that possibility. And the Torah has the means, the mechanism built into itself to correct that possibility. That's what the Maharal is saying. That the world, by definition, because it is chaser, because it is an element of chilul, there's an element of void, an element of emptiness within the world itself. Therefore, the Torah, which created the world, knows about that. And the Torah must have within it the tools to be metaki that. Again, let's read his words. The Kevan Shabba, through the Torah, Nivra Kol, everything was created. Yesh Gam Kein B'Torah, so therefore it has to be that within the Torah, that after this person does the Chet, V'Niskal Kol Briyah, so I'll explain those two words in a second, and he undermines his existence, Yesh B'Torah Gam Kein Tikkun La'adam, the Torah must have within it the means to rectify, to correct, because Torah encompasses everything. Torah is HaKol. If Torah is truly HaKol, if Torah is truly everything, well, included within that everything is that man will mess up, and Torah has an answer for that. Okay? So therefore, Torah can actually, unlike Chachma, which from the perspective of this world just says, the world is broken and you're broken and the two should come together and you should be more broken. Nevuah, which is above this world and can really understand the sins of the sinner in this world, says the person should die. Torah, which is beyond this world, but was given to this world, is able to see things in both ways. Torah is able to say, I know that the world is imperfect. I know people are going to mess up. And I created the world in that way. The Torah lays the foundation and the groundwork for a person to mess up, but also to be metaken. What does Maharal mean by niskalkel briyaso? Niskalkel briyaso doesn't say that he destroyed the world. It's kalkel briyaso. He's damaged his own existence. So this is something the Maharal talks about in the Be'er HaGola and in other places in the Gur Aryeh. We're going to talk about it in a few weeks in Shem Yishmuel, Bezrat Hashem. Parshas Noach, we're going to talk about this. Mirtz Hashem. The idea of that being the following, and it's connected very much to Arba'im Yakenu. You should give a person 40 lashes when he does a chet. When a person does a chet, he gets 40 lashes. Why 40? What's 40? What's that number based on? So Maharal explains Right? Maharal explains, why does a person get 40 lashes? Well, the Yetziras HaVlad, the foundation, the creation of that person, takes place over the course of 40 days. More spiritually, the neshama has descended to this world through the four olamos. For those who are more familiar with this terminology, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, the four worlds that the Svarim talk about, that the Nefesh HaChaim talks about at length. And each of those worlds are made up of 10 spheros. If you don't know what these terms mean, it's okay for now. But essentially, the neshama descends through 40 steps to get here. It comes down through the four worlds, each world being made up of the 10 spheros. So the neshama descends. So when a person does an aver, what has he done? He has undermined and has damaged, so to speak, those 40 steps that Hashem kiviyachol, the effort that Hashem kiviyachol made to send him to this world, to give him existence. Of course, the beauty of Malchus is what? I'll talk about this parshas Noach. The beauty of Malchus is how many do you actually get? 39. Which means that no matter how much a Jew does an avera, he hasn't fully destroyed himself. There's always a pintaliyah that lives on. Okay? But what the Maharal is saying, you're niskalkal briyasa, when you do an avera, you've overturned, you've undermined your existence. So what are you supposed to do? Well, Torah, which created the world, can recreate you. It's built into Torah, because Torah has a kol, it has everything within it. Says the Maharal, Torah's advice to the Chote is that he can get kapara, he can bring a karban, there's a means of tikkun. Torah has the tools to be metake. Yes?
Can we say that since you said Chachma said that we should, man said that we should destroy him?
Nebuah says he should die, Chachma says he should be pursued by evil, he should be punished.
So should we say that from the time of Noah, when all the people were saying and then Hashem destroyed the world, and then we see that Nebuah was like in charge?
Right, so we have to understand what happened. What happens when Hashem does actually allow it to play itself out that way? That the world actually is destroyed. Okay, so we have to think about that. Yeah, very good, Jojo. There might be a theme to develop there. We have to think about that. Okay? Lastly, Acher Kach, Shalu El Hashem Yisparach. Lastly, Hashem was asked, Ba'atzmo, what's going to be with this sinner? What did Hashem say? Hashem says, Tshuva, straight. You can come all the way back to me. V'shavta Hashem Elokech. You come all, not a karbon. Now I'm going to fix up the kli a little bit. I'm going to touch it up. I'll take it to the craftsman, the Torah, to be fixed. No, complete tikkun. V'hu omer b'kli shavar ani meshamish. And Hashem says, when the broken kli comes before me, gavaldik. K'mo shamarnu shakol keilav heim shvurim. Hashem loves broken vessels. Remember the story I told you last week? From the stipler, the bachar went to the stipler. And he says, his kid can't read and he's broken. He almost tried to kill himself. And the stipler said, I promise you, I swear to you on a sefer Torah that when you learn your broken Torah, you think I don't understand, I'll never be a tzaddik, I'll never be a talmid chacham, I'll never be this, I'll be that. You're a broken kli, and Hashem says to you, Hashem says in Shemayim to the Malachi Asharis, when you're learning Torah, I don't care about the stipler going, I don't care about Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, I don't care about Rav Shach, I don't care about the greatest minds of the generation. All I'm interested in is this broken kli. I remember what the Bachar asked him, how do you know? Stapler said, Kacha, just is. He pushed him. How do you know? How do I know? It's this medrash that the Maharal is quoting. That Hashem likes Kalim Shur. Hashem likes, so for all the times you wake up in the morning, you say, I wish I had this talent or that talent, right? Remind yourself that Hashem's not necessarily interested in the most talented people. Hashem is very comfortable being amongst the Kalim Shur, again, amongst the humble vessels, the simple vessels. Aval Yesh Bezesha Chachma Omer Eschatam Tiradei Fra'ah. Again, Maharal is reviewing this point. From the perspective of Chachma, the Chachma, again, demands a certain thoughtfulness. And this person who has done a sin has undermined that thoughtfulness. And therefore he deserves to be punished. Because again, Chachma says, you've made a further void in this world. And now Maharal adds, how do you know that the word chait, where do you see that the word chait is used as a lashon of chisaron. Kamo shu lashon chayt. Kamo anochi achatena. In Bereishis Lamed Aleph, v'haya aniu v'nei Shlomo chataim. These are all lashons of lacking, of chisaron. V'kol chisaron hu ra. And like we pointed out last week, mitzius, something of substance, is good. Voids, blank space, is bad. Chisaron hu ra. That which is lacking is by definition not a good thing. V'nei sharon nimshach achar davar shu chaser. Omeres ha-chachma chatam tera defra. So we say to this person, you're a chote. A chote means a person who has a chisaron, a lack. And a lack is going to automatically attach itself to negativity, to evil. And therefore, Chachma says, the one who has created the void should be pursued by evil, should be pursued by ra. Nevuah, aval nevuah, shilamala min achachma, he goes there as din ala chote. Like we explained, nevuah paskins against the chote and says, you deserve misa. Why? Ki anevuah hi b'midas hadin. Nevuah is connected to midas hadin. V'din hachote hu b'misa. Nevuah is strongly connected to the midas hadin. You have to think about what that means exactly. Why that is. V'din hachote hu b'misa. And therefore the sinner deserves to be sentenced to death. There could be a psak. It's not just, again, from Chachma's perspective, what the Maharal is adding here is, Chachma is not paskening. Chachma is just saying what the Metzias is. If you create chisaron, if you do sins, if you create a void, that by definition is ra, and ra will attach to ra. Negativity will attach to negativity. It's not a psak, it's just Metzias. Chachma says, I can just tell you what I see, what I know. Nevuah paskins. Nevuah says, no. There's a psak din against you, sinner, that you're chai of misa. And therefore Nevuah says what it says. Chachma just says, I'll tell you what's going to happen. But Nevuah, which can paskin, says, Nefesh hachotes, hi tamus. The sinful soul shall be put to death. Amnam. Kasher shalu ha-Torah chote mayase. Hey, Shiva Torah ki esh tikun alachote. Vios mistalik menacheta yideh karbon. So now the Maharal is going to add a little bit. Why is the karbon the tikun? How does the Torah begin the fixing process through a karbon? What is a karbon? Ki a karbon hu hashava gam ken el Hashem Yisbach. What is karbon? Why is karbon a step closer to tshuva? What is tshuva? Tshuva is returning entirely to Hashem. What is karbon? Karbon is being karov to Hashem. The Ramban famously writes at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. The Ramban says, "Kol karbon lashon kreva v'achdus." That's the lashon of the Ramban. That any karbon is the lashon of what? Of growing karov to something, pulling close to something. So it's a step closer. It's not a complete tikkun. That's why in the mashal of the broken kli, the Uman says, I can only teach you how to get a step or two closer. I can't tell you how to get all the way there. How to come fully back to the king. But I can give you the steps to come closer to the king. That's what a karban is. It brings a person close. Ki a karban hu ashava gam ken el Hashem Yisbach, kamo ha-tshuva. It's a form of drawing close, just like tshuva is a form of drawing close. Sharei nikra karban. He's being ramis to that Ramban. It's called a karban. It's a lashon of being karov. Ki misha may be karban alacher. When you bring a karban to someone, when you offer a karban to someone, who shav a love liizdabek bo, you are what? Returning to him to attach to him. Why are you drawing close to him? You want to have something to do with him. Mitzachu makriv a love karban. By bringing a karban, you're showing I want to be connected to this person. I'm giving my money. Maharal writes in the Nesiv HaAvoda, I'm spending my money on you. So that shows that I like you, and I want to be close to you, and I want to sacrifice for you. I want to give of myself and my possessions for you. That's what a karban is. I'm giving of my possessions. The same possession, the same money that I could use to buy myself food to sustain my goof, I want to give to you. I want to offer something to you. Because I want to sustain my relationship with you. That's a karban, to draw karov. So when a person pulls close to Hashem, after he's pulled away from Hashem, al yedei achet, yesh kan kapara v'siluk avon. The same way that chet pulls you away, karban brings you karo, brings you close. Good? Chaver, let's finish up the parak. V'davar zeh mitzad ha-Torah. Now why does Torah have the tools of karban? Why does Torah have the tools to bring close? So now we come full circle, we finish the parak. The second parak is beautiful, so we have what to look forward to this week. Says the Maharal, why does Torah have the tools to bring a person close? What is Torah? Let's go back to the beginning. Okay, Torah creates the world. Torah, we said from Maharal and the Siva, Torah is a hora. It guides the world. It directs the world. What else? Why does Torah have the ability to mitake? So if you remember, we said, what's my out when I do an Avera? What's my out? Not specifically, what am I going to do? But what's my excuse? My excuse is that the Torah is completely sichli. The Torah is pure ruchnius. I'm not pure ruchnius, so of course I mess up. Right? And that's the moment where a person's supposed to use that excuse and not be like Paro, who said, was stubborn, said, no, I made this choice intentionally, willfully, mindfully. Right? A person should use the excuse, I'm not perfect. I'm not pure ruchnius. So look what the Torah does here. It says Maharal, V'davar ze mitzad ha-Torah. Ki mitzad ha-Torah yesh la'adam siluk min ha-chein. Torah causes me, allows me to get away from chein. Because Torah and chein are opposites. How so? V'pnei sha-Torah hi seichel nivdal min ha-gashmi. Torah, this is a good line to underline. Torah by definition means what? Detachment, entirely, intellective. Seichel nivdal min ha-gashmi. Entirely detached from gashmius. Torah in its purest form, right, is above this world. Yes, Torah has a brilliant and unique ability to interact with this world. But be'etzem, Torah is beyond this world. And what's chait? How does a person come to sin? When I do an avera, it's because I've allowed the gashmius part of myself to take charge. Whenever a person, Maral has this all over the place, that whenever a person does a chait, it's because he's allowing the chomer shabo, chomer being the substance of himself, the guf of himself, the gashmius of himself, to take over. Maharal, for example, writes in the Gur Aryeh. Gur Aryeh is his commentary on, his super commentary on Rashi. Maharal writes, Dover achomri hu siba lachet. Chomrius, gashmius, always leads to sin. He writes, for example, in the Chidushi Agados, ki achet va'avon hu mitzad achomer. Again, the more gashmius you are, the more likely you're going to get caught up in averos. The more ruchnius you are, the more you're going to have a very natural and comfortable fit with Torah. So sometimes a person has to think about this. If I don't like learning, so I should think to myself, maybe it's because I'm too attached to this world. And if I'm too attached to gashmius, it's very hard to attach to something which is pure ruchnius. Something to think about. So says the Maharal, how does Torah get you away from chait? Why does Torah have the tools to pull you away from chait? Because they're opposites. Torah is lifting everything above the gashmius. Chait always comes about because of involvement in gashmius. Ulefichach, mitzara Torah sichlis yesh chakana elachote letzei sa'adam min achet hadavik ba'adam mitzara gashmi. So therefore, Torah says, "I will teach you." Torah becomes a guide to the person. Torah lashon hora, it guides a person how you can live a life that's sichli, that's ruchni, that can be above gashmius. You can detach from the chum. You don't have to be a slave to your body. The neshama can call the shots. And therefore says the Torah, Yavi Oshem V'yischaper. Ki kasher makriv ha'odem karban, makriv atzmo al Hashem Yisparach, kafi asher nisrachek min Hashem Yisparach. The same way that chet pulls you down towards the earth, towards gashmius, so too Torah lifts you up. It takes a person beyond this world. It lifts a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, lefichach, and therefore we find by several karbanos, b'ksak karbanos, the pasuk says, v'nefesh ki sakriv mincha, says the Gemara in Menachos, ki ilu hikriv es nafsha. V'nefesh ki sakriv mincha. Yes, you brought a mincha, but it's nefesh ki sakriv. You brought of yourself. Right? You brought your nefesh back into the picture. You brought yourself back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. With the ficha ha'idei karban, like the Maharal told us, like the Ramban told us, it's a lashon of kirbas elokus, makriv atzmo l'Hashem Yisbarach. You draw yourself close to Hashem. Kivi aricha chshinis rach, you met ha'idei achi. In accordance with the distancing that came about because of the sin. V'lachach ha'torah shiseich al nivdol l'gamri, yesh l'adam takana l'istalik min achi. Okay? Why couldn't Chachma say this? She Chachma Bilvad. Because again, Chachma, as much as it's wisdom, and Chachma is also a Seichel, is also Nivdal, but it's not. What was the first thing we started with? What was the Pasuk we started with? What was Shlomo Melech's Pasuk? Mishlei Perakala, what do we start with? How is Torah referred to? Chachmos, plural Maharal said, right? Torah is chachmos because it encompasses all the wisdom. It's entirely nivdal, it's entirely sichli. As opposed to chachma is a shaykhus to this world. And therefore, Chachma doesn't know exactly fully how to get away from Klein. Chachma says, you made bad choices, and you're going to have to be punished for it. Chachma doesn't really have the tools. Chachma is able to assess the situation very accurately. But it doesn't necessarily have the tools to be bigger than the situation. She'ena Chachma asoga hanivdelis lagamri min agashmi. Right? Chachma doesn't have the ability to be above Gashmi, as Kamoshi Torah, which is Seichel Nivdol Lagamri. So ask me a question. The next line is going to be tough, right? Because Nevuah, we said, is what? Nevuah is totally above this world. So why didn't Nevuah have the answers? Why didn't Nevuah have the answer? Why did Nevuah say so harshly? We said Nevuah is connected to Midas Hadin. Nevuah paskins Chayav Misa. Why couldn't Nevuah paskin bring a karbon and draw back to Hashem? If Torah is above this world, Nevuah is above this world, why couldn't Nevuah see? Nevuah
is not connected to Nevuah.
So you're saying Nevuah, to a fault, is has no understanding of this world, as opposed to Torah, which is the Horah, guides us in this world. So at least it can navigate. Okay, maybe. But even Nevuah, which is totally lamala, is not totally lamala. Why? Nevuah, which is totally beyond this world, is not totally beyond this world. Why? Hashem's sending a message that it's completely from God. No? Yeah, Jared. Right, the Navi has to mekabel it. The Navi of Basar Vadam has to mekabel the Nevuah. Says the Ma'arav, V'chein ein ha-Nevuah ha-Sogav Nivdalis min ha-Gashmi. Nevuah is not entirely detached from Gashmias. Why? Because the Navi is a human being. And he's mekabel the Nevuah. V'lefichach mitzad eilu shtei madregos ein kan tzilu kachet. So Chachma doesn't have the answers, and Nevuah doesn't have the answers. Asher hu achet, ma'asher haya hachotei nimshach acher agashmi. Aval ha-Torah. Chaver, let's finish the parak. Aval ha-Torah, seichel nivdol min agashmi legamri. But Torah, which is entirely nivdol, it's totally detached from Gashmias, and yet it has an understanding of Gashmias, like Isaac said. Right? It's not nivdal to the point that it doesn't understand this world. It understands this world properly, but it stays above this world. Lekach mitzad madregas haTorah, yesh kan silo chet al ela adam, she'enim shach achar gashmi. Torah says, I can show you how to get away from gashmias. Ulefichach, hachachma iso meres tachatam teradei fra'a, ki roi elechote hara, ki davek bo hara, verodef achrav hara. Afagav shalom ha'isa gozeres mishpato. Chachma again can't paskin a gzar din of misa lagamri. Rakshim ischayev elachotei hara. Aval nevuah, which is mitzad midas hadin, ha'isa mechayev es mishpat achotei lagamri mikol v'kol. Nevuah paskin jirchayev misa nefesh achotei sitamus. Aval kasher shalu l'torah asichlis hanivdeles min agashmi. But Torah is able to say, I'll show you how to get away and get closer to Hashem. Ha'torah meres yavi karban v'ischaper michato. Ki ha'torah madriga Pshitas ha'odam min agashmi, uvezer yisilo kachay kemoshe isbar. Again, I told you it's a drop repetitive, but again, there's a lot of nuance there to be explored. In the final paragraph, Va'omer, shalu la'kadosh baruch hu chote ma'oncho. How did the Yerushalmi conclude? They asked Hashem himself, what can a person do to come all the way back? Not just what Torah says, karbon, get a little bit closer, to get a little less gashmi. How do I come all the way back? So deep, listen carefully. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yis Baruch Hu, Yasa Tshuva, V'yiskaper. Just do Tshuva and you're all the way back. Ubir Zeh. Shumitzad ki animtsayim kulam tluyim bo, shavim elav. Says the Ma'ara, there's a natural gravitational pull, I would say of all human beings, but certainly Jews, to be drawn back to Hashem, to be pulled back to Hashem. Why? Well, If Ein Od Milvado is true, whether I like it or not, right? If I'm just an extension of Him, if my existence is entirely dependent upon Him, as much as I want to deny that at times and be my own thing, and do my own thing, and exist ki'ilu, I can operate and I'm in control of my own life, but it's not true. The Metzius is not that way. The Metzius is I'm entirely dependent upon Him, and therefore what? There's a gravitational pull back to Him. And therefore, since kulam tuluyim bo, since everyone is dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shavim elav. They return to Him. They're pulled to Him. Such an interesting thing. We see in Maseches Sanhedrin, our Masechta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Ikar. When we say a person denies God, we say he's kofar be'ikar. I never really thought about that term until last night. What does it mean, kofar be'ikar? Right? He's denied the main principles. What does it mean, Iker? What does it mean, Hashem is Iker? Ikar. Right? That means everything else is Tofel. He is Ikar, and everything else is Tofel. Everything else is secondary. So if I'm eating a bowl of cereal with milk, I make the bracha on the Ikar, and I'm poetry as Hatfeil, it's a Mishnah and Brachos. Right? Tofel doesn't have its own existence. Tofel's existence is drawn entirely from its connection to the Ikar. So when a person is denies the Kodesh Baruch Hu, kofar be'ikar means he's undermined reality. Yeah? It's an amazing thing to think about. That person, kofar be'ikar. Hashem is the ikar because everything is entirely dependent upon him. And therefore, at some point, right, at some point it's going to snap back into place. That's why tshuva, and this is what Rav Kook spoke about at length, the Maharal is going to talk about it more, and it's such an important yisod in tshuva. Tshuva is returning to a sense of normalcy. Tshuva is returning to one's natural place. Tshuva is the most natural thing in the world. Because there is a natural gravitational pull, right, of a person back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's built into the brain. That's just the Metzius. That's how the world is. It's very natural to snap back into place. They can't exist on their own. There's nothing that exists independent of Him. The kiyum comes through him. So this sinner, when he separates himself from his sin and he returns to Hashem, of course Hashem is makabel him. Hashem yisbarach makabel oso. Ki zeh mitzad midas Hashem yisbarach shu makabel kol anim son shem shav me'lav. That's part of how Hashem operates. Because Hashem says, of course I fit you back into myself. Because Hashem, more than anyone, kivyachol, knows that ain't on Mavado, there only is Him. So no matter how far you've strayed, no matter how independent you think you've become because of your sins, you're not really independent, and you haven't really strayed. You can't really leave, because you don't exist besides Him. So of course, when you come back to Him, and now you want to fit in, all of a sudden, of course it fits in. It was still connected when it pretended like it wasn't connected. All the more so when it tries to fit in, of course it fits right in. It's entirely natural. So concludes the Maharal. Kizel mitzad midas Hashem yisbach shu makaba kol anem soam shem shav melof. Vilakach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yaseh tshuva v'yiskaper. Just do tshuva. Just come back. Come back. Snap back into place. Ki mitzad Hashem yisbach hachet mistalik. It's very easy for the chet to be pushed aside, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh lecha lahavin od binyan zeh ki yefshar lefarish yoser. But b'sikum, in summation, we've learned two major reasons why Hashem, right, unlike Chochma Nevuah and Torah itself, could not be metakin entirely the person. Hashem can. We offer two reasons in this parak. What were the two reasons? Reason number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes broken kelim. And therefore we think, oh, I'm so embarrassed, the mashal, how can I... But in the end, the guy who broke the kli realized, if I just come to the melech, b'pshitus, with simplicity, with humility, the king will be makabel mi ba'ava. And reason number two, if we understand, as Maharal is writing here very briefly, but very deeply in these last few words, if we would understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, and of course the source will take back into itself that which is itself. It's a return to self. It's restoring this peace that pretended to be separate and distinct from Hashem. All of a sudden it just comes back to its place. Of course it fits right back in. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very quick to mekabel the person who returns to Him. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to realize the same way this Medrash and this Yerushalmi has taught us, it's not possible to really find the proper tikkun by doing all sorts of roundabout things. But just to come, kipshuto, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with humility, with simplicity, with bittul, and Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be mekabel each and every one of us, be'ahava.